Hi there. Happy Friday and welcome to Divine Connections. You're here with I'm Lynn Bleasdale and Sue Fields-Dalamonte and Jessica Marie Tatro are my two lovely co-hosts. So tonight, what are we talking about? One of my favorite subjects. How did what sort of books, and you can also quote movies, podcasts, whatever, but what showed up for you on your spiritual journey that you found inspiring? So what books did you read? What movies touched your heart? We're interested in finding out what everybody had show up for them. And these books tend to be teachers for us on the way, on our spiritual journeys. And the one I recall that actually started me on this path, because I think I can speak for Sue and Jessica when I say you guys hit the ground running as spiritual explorers, right? This was from childhood up for both of you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I think what happens is it's a forgetting process, really. As you grow up and you're taught that, no, you must not be woo-woo because it's not socially acceptable.
Right.
I've actually signed a petition or two for people that have been fired for being readers or healers or, working.
Wow.
Absolutely. Working in the spiritual modalities. And it's a gray area because I think you can legally do that to someone.
Wow,
it's quite horrible.
Yeah, it's interesting you say that, Lynn. I'll have to talk with you more about that, or we can have this as a topic some other time. But
yeah.
I've actually had help filling out a resume, and it's interesting because I just had no shame putting down empathic healer, and the one that was helping me with the resume, she's good with business and resumes and all of that. She's like, are you sure you want to put that? I mean, blah, 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 and I was just like, well, yes. I mean, why not? So, it's interesting.
I love that. Yeah, but you were totally being you. I love that you sort of stood your ground that way and said, no, this is who I am, And
and it is on my resume.
Absolutely. No, and it's an undeniable part of you. But it's interesting. I didn't mean to get off topic here, but
that's okay.
I was just going to say, the very first book that kind of made me go, hey, I might be part of something that's bigger than myself, was Wayne Dyer's first book, Your Erroneous Zones. It changed my life in ways I can't even describe. And if anybody is looking to begin their spiritual journey, have a crack at that book. It's still available. And if you go to a site called pdfdrive.com, you can find a copy of it for free. They do take donations, and if you can't afford it, it's a really good website. So, pop them $5 if you can. But you can find just about any spiritual book you might be looking for. James von Prague's selections are there, Sylvia's. Yeah, so look there. It's pdfdrive.com, a really great site. But anyway, let's go around and hear you guys. What books or movies or radio shows did it for you that felt like you were getting a teacher on those pages?
Well, this is Jessica. I think the biggest book series, honestly, that really sparked for me, that kind of woke, kind of sparked something in my mind that was you've heard it before, but you forgot. And it's oh my gosh, it was a complete remembering was Conversations with God.
Oh yeah.
The series Conversations with God. Oh yeah. It was amazing. But I mean, other than that, after my son Jaden transitioned home, I read books from James Van Praagh. He's got so many. One of my other favorite books is My Son in the Afterlife with Elisa Mettos and Eric Mettos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. So good. And there was this other book, and ooh, I don't even want to talk about it because I forgot the author, and I don't have it within reach. But you might be able to look it up in the title. It's called, and it's for, more for, like, grieving parents. The front cover has a little girl on it, and it says, "I'm not dead, I'm still alive." And, you know, talks about, you know, children that transition before their parents. So,
right.
Really, really cool. Great book.
Wow.
It wouldn't have been, there's a person I wrote who really broke down death beautifully was Saul Levine. He wrote a book called Who Dies? I wonder if it's, what's your title again, Jessica? And I'll see if I can find it.
I'm not dead. I am still alive. That's
Thank you. I'll just mute my clicker and then I'll go see if I can find it.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Wow. So did you have any people other than the books that helped get you going, Jess?
It probably would have been Jaden's child psychiatrist. Honestly, he's a professor.
Wow.
At the Children's UNM Hospital, and he's a professor of specialty children in psychiatrics. And after Jaden passed away, you know, Jaden being one of his patients for, you know, a few years before, you know, leading up to Jaden's transition. And he was there when Jaden transitioned. It was really interesting. He kind of took me under his wing and kind of counseled me after Jaden's, you know, transition. He would do, like, amazing one-on-one work with me. And he was there through the process of my awakening, and he felt the difference. He felt a literal shift in my body. It was about a month after Jaden passed away. And lo and behold, I find out, they don't talk about this, but he is a shaman. You know, he doesn't,
awesome.
You know, he's Dr. Scott Carroll, but he is a shaman as well and had been for a very long time. So he was able to tell me what was going on. Literally, I was freaked out. You know, a lot of people, it could be very overstimulating sensory-wise in so many other ways when you first start to awaken. So I was really lucky to have him to kind of guide me. And, of course, Jaden was there from the get-go, too. So, yeah, huge, huge.
That's awesome.
It was just such a huge blessing.
It truly is. It truly is.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. I know you ladies know, and most of our listeners know, for me, this is Sue. My teacher, my biggest influence to get me to where I am was Sylvia Brown. I watched every single show she was ever on TV, way, way, way before she was on Montel.
Oh, yeah.
Watched
I remember
every
that.
Show. Yes, every single show she was ever on. Then I started watching her faithfully on Montel and read almost every single one of her books. And it was so funny. I was driving one day, and I saw this huge sign in front of this building, Sylvia Brown Study Groups. And thank God there was no traffic coming because I did not even slow down. I cut across 3 lanes of traffic and right into the parking lot.
Wow.
And that was the day that I met one of the most amazing women I've ever met. Her name was Anita. And that is when I found out that Sylvia Brown had a church. I had no idea that she had her own church.
Mm-hmm.
And the study group
were
for Sylvia's church. Yeah.
Wow.
So I joined the study group and got all the workbooks from the church. And I eventually started, when I moved to Tennessee, I started my own study group because there were none out by me. I had spoken to Sylvia on the phone a couple of times, and she kept on and on and on. Why are you not doing this? You know that you should be doing this. This is who you are. This mm-hmm. is what you are. And she was okay. just so encouraging. And then when she passed, I was extremely fortunate one night to get to visit her. And I astro traveled during sleep with my little dog, Maggie, and we were walking through this amazing park. There's absolutely no words to describe how beautiful this area was, and sitting at a picnic table with Sylvia. And
wow.
I sat down next to Sylvia. And even though neither one of us moved our mouths at all, we had the most amazing conversation.
Yeah.
And after that is when I was able to start channeling her.
Wow.
And then I watched people on TV. You know, I watched James Van Praagh and James Edward and
mm-hmm.
Chip Coffey, people like that. And
that's
me. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I started coming out a little bit more and more in my life as to who I was and what I was, but I still didn't really do readings. And I had an amazing, amazing psychic friend in Ohio. And the first time I went to him, we were at a metaphysical expo, and I went with the intentions of buying a crystal ball. That was the one thing I wanted at this expo. And I looked and I looked and I looked, could not find one that was supposed to be mine. And
right.
I had signed up with this man. His name is Matt, and I met him through a good friend of mine. I signed up for a reading with him, and he said, "Do you have any questions for me before I start?" And I said, "What am I supposed to be doing with my life?"
Yeah.
And he sat back and he spread his arms and he said, "This, you already know it. Why are you asking me?" And he did my reading, and he said, "I don't do this very often." He said, "As a matter of fact, I've never done this before, but I am being told very strongly through spirit to give you that crystal ball on my desk up front, on my table up front."
Oh.
And wow. I had walked for hours through this place. That was the only crystal ball that kept drawing me in. And he gifted it to me.
Wow. That was definitely meant to be yours.
Yes, mm-hmm. It was just, it was so amazing. And then to get me on my journey where I actually started coming out to more and more people and doing public readings was BC and Eileen invited me onto their show. I was absolutely terrified. I used to listen to them and Lynn and several others when they used to work with Jethro years ago.
Right.
And DC invited me onto the show. I was absolutely terrified. I thought, I can't do this not seeing a person.
Right.
And then after that, the person that had the absolute most influence on my life next to Sylvia was our beautiful and amazing Lynn.
Get out of town. Wow.
When she got me onto the show. She invited me on as a guest.
Wow.
And after the first night, she said, "Your family, you're here."
Hmm. Oh.
And that's where I'm at now.
That's beautiful, Sue. Oh, wow. It's thank you.
That's totally cool. That's amazing.
Well, we all
it
show
really,
up.
It really is.
The right people show up, don't they? And you guys showed up
absolutely.
For this show, and I'm blown away by by all of it. Your book, Jessica, is called I'm Not Dead, I'm Alive Without a Body, and it's by Bridget Ricks.
Okay. Oh, yay. I'm glad you found
Bridget
it. Yes. And it's got a little girl on the front.
I totally try to find it through like archive.org or borrow it because the book is $110 on Amazon.
Oh,
and,
wow.
And like, yeah, really, eh? But again, you know, there are lending libraries online where you can borrow books. I think archive.org is one of them. But anyway, just look, type in online lending libraries because it looks like a really good book, but it's kind of take out a mortgage to buy it, right?
My goodness.
No kidding.
And a lot of my books I didn't buy. You don't have to. If you go to Barnes & Noble, I used to go to Barnes & Noble after Jaden transitioned, and, you know, just to have me time to be able to get out of the house and stuff like that, you know. Now, and I would just go sit at the cafe, sip coffee and read a book.
I love
and,
it. You can drink a book. Yeah, you can totally drink a book.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Boy, that's beautiful. Yeah, it looks like a really, and there's two volumes to it as well, right?
Yeah.
I was going to mention the one that I just shared with you guys. I've just started reading The Afterlife of Billy Fingers, which is kind of close to Eric's story. I think, you know, how he came through to his family and whatnot. It's a really neat book, and it's also on PDF drive if you need to get a free copy, but it's quite amazing. And for those people who are, because I know a lot of people, like, they are practicing their abilities and their mediumship, but they're in that place where they're, is it me? Am I imagining it? You know, that universal question, right? And so Annie Kagan, who writes the book, she also thought she was bonkers, and she didn't want to tell anyone about it because, you know, but Billy's asking her to go give messages to people and give coins to them, and it all has meaning. And she's like, she's got to tell people. So it's a wonderful book. It's a little dated. I know it's been out forever, but like I always say, if I had an indigenous name, it would be Running Behind. So just catching it up now.
No, but that's also a very, very good book. You shared the PDFD the other day, and I haven't had a chance to dive into it yet, but I can't wait until I have a little, you know, like, window to just have a day to just sit there with a good book.
Oh, those are lovely.
First on my list. Yeah.
Yeah. There's one, and I can't remember the author's name, but it's a very old book, and it's called Life in the Crystal Realms, which describes the crystalline world, or the astral, as they call it. And I've actually, when Sue was talking about her astral visit with Sylvia, it so rang a bell, because there's a few teachers that I actually I hook up with them in the astral the same way. And you don't have to speak. It's all telepathy, but it is amazing when that happens, because you are in a different, certainly in a different phase, or I don't know how to describe it, but I feel it's got something to do with quantum physics for sure. You know, they talk about all the different realities that can be possibilities, and this is when my brain starts to boil and I can't really handle it.
It's so fascinating. It just, there's no end to it. It's just so amazing. There's so much.
Yeah. It really is. And we should never, ever stop learning. I just wanted to add one more website. If you're interested in, like, it's very important to learn about everybody's point of view, like, even if you're not a big fan of religion or whatever, but it's interesting to learn. And I think it's called Holy Books, or you can get any book on any religion. Excuse my typing. I'm just seeing if I can find it here. So if you want to, like, study Zoroastrianism or holybooks.com, They're all free.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and you can get it for just study anything you want, Buddhism, you know, anything that you can imagine. These guys have it. They're a beautiful. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I totally agree with you about just learning. You could just learn variety, the whole array of different things, religions, oh, my gosh, endless. And it's really amazing to just kind of step outside and just, you know, branch off to other things and read about it. Like, so the website you're talking about, I've been thinking about looking for the Book of Enoch, and I haven't been able to. So I'm hoping they'll have it on there.
I betcha. It's holybooks.com, yeah. And I betcha anything, it's there. I'll just do a little search here. But they really, they're very generous. It's a very generous website. These people are lovely. You can, again, if you want to send them a donation, they take them. But I'm just going off. Let's see what they say. Because if you can't find it there, you probably won't. It's an amazing... Yeah, here it is. The Book of Enoch. Enoch.
Oh, nice.
All over the place.
Wonderful.
Yep.
Wonderful.
They've got it. So you'll find it there. And it's not meant to sell you religion. It's just a study guide.
Right.
So that you we can understand each other, you know, and why certain people feel
different
this way. And,
mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And
I must have 20 different Bibles and religious books, because that's something that just fascinates me, on how different people believe and why they believe that way. And
yeah, I don't know if you guys watch a show called The Good Place. It's quite hilarious, but he says, you know, everybody got each, you see, so she gets over to the good place and she's like, well, which religion got it right? And he goes, well, everybody got about 2% of it right. Except for this stoner in Alberta. He got 99% of it. He had a mushroom trip one night and understood the universe. And it's called The Good Place. It's really funny. In fact, if I can find the clip, and I know the clip's on YouTube, I'm going to post it on Sacred Embers, because it is quite funny and really, truly, like, if we don't laugh, we cry, huh?
Oh, exactly.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, we might as well laugh. Oh, wow. It looks like we lost one of our callers that was waiting, but I guess that means we should get, because we've got one caller, and that's fine. If anybody would like to call in, the number is 646-564-9868. And Nathaniel, if you want to call back, you know, we'd love to talk to you. So what do you think, you guys, should we open up to the next? Okay.
Yeah.
205, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hi, my name is Patricia. How are you, lady?
Fine. We're having a bit of trouble hearing you, hon. Is that Crystal, did you say?
Patricia.
Oh, Patricia. Sorry, you're very, very faint, but we can hear you now. And... what can we... oh, would you like to share any of your favorite books or movies or how you get your spiritual... what am I trying to say, Sue? Your spiritual fix for the day.
Your spiritual high.
Your spiritual high, yeah.
What book that I especially love is Calling All Angels by Joyce Keller.
Oh,
I've had it for a couple of years. And matter of fact, she had done a reading for me and advised me on the book a while back. And so I do love, especially love this book. Tonight, I am calling to ask for, may I ask for a general reading? Or do I need to be
absolutely
more specific?
Nope, you can go ahead. That's no problem. Okay.
Oh, a general reading.
Okay.
Please?
I can go ahead if you guys want. I'm starting to get some images and whatnot here.
Go ahead.
Okay. Patricia, do you have any something about luck? The word luck comes in. Are you feeling like you're having a particular kind of luck recently, like either bad luck or good luck, but you're attributing it to luck? Do you know what I mean?
I do understand what you mean. And I will have to say, since I've had my grandchildren almost in a year now, I've been pretty lucky with this 4 and 6 year old. My daughter lost custody of them back in May of last year, and they have all types of blessings, fun. I've had to gain energy, but that's okay to keep up with them.
That's lovely.
But I'm one lucky grandmother. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I love that it's on the positive side, because you're doing a really a huge service to both yourself and your grandchildren by modeling an attitude of gratitude. The luck, I see, I'm drawing like a shamrock. It's almost like a superstitious little charm, but it feels like, and it's actually, okay, the message comes through that luck is maybe part of it. But they're also, it's you're doing it too. Like you're creating your own luck. And keep doing what you're doing. And there's a lucky aspect too in that the kids came to you. You know, that couldn't have been a better place if they couldn't stay with their mom. That's, you know, you are like a lucky strike for them, you know, that you get to be there. So it's a beautiful mutual benefit for everyone, but they want you to know it isn't just luck, that you are adding power to the situation through your really wonderful attitude. And as you say, you had to get energy for it, but wow, like what a great reason to have to gain energy, right? So well, all I can say is keep on doing what you're doing, because I get a lovely energetic rush when I ask for the situation. And it's like, I think you ain't seen nothing yet. I think you're going to be very, very pleased. And so keep creating that good luck in your life. And I just think I think you're wonderful for doing what you're doing. You're giving love, that's showing like the love, the Christ consciousness love. Thank you for being who you are. Sue and Jessica, what are you? You're very welcome, my dear. I really mean it. Yeah.
Hi, Lynn. I'm here. Hi, Patricia.
Oh,
this is Jessica.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call and
absolutely.
For the reading.
Oh, wow. This card really popped out for you as I was shuffling. You know, when I do this, I say your name. I actually circle your name. It's kind of like a little ritual I do. 3 times on a piece of paper, ask the Holy Spirit to come in, and I start shuffling, and this card came flying out. So you've got the Inspire Others card. So what it says about this, and this is like guidance from your guides or the Christ consciousness. It says, as your personal journey of self-awareness unfolds, many will be drawn to your energy. The more you acknowledge that you are spirit choosing to have a physical experience, the more people will be drawn to your light. Be aware of proselytizing, however, because everyone has their own path. Instead, lead by example. Share your thoughts and beliefs with the caveat that everyone has a personal, valid belief system. Wow, it's funny how we were just talking about that. That works for them or works for others. Always be in a state to assist others in awakening their hearts to their own spiritual heritage and personal power. The origin of the word inspire is to breathe, but it can also mean to receive divine information. The significance of this card in your spread means that you have the abilities to share your spiritual wisdom in a non-threatening, thoughtful manner. Think of a farmer sowing his seeds, knowing that not every single one will sprout, but at least you have planted the seeds, dedicated in your belief that what may bloom is beneficial for another's journey. Be encouraging in your dealings with others, making others feel good about themselves and the greatest gift that you can give. Wow, that's so beautiful. And that was the, yes, it's so, and I completely feel that for you. That's your message from Spirit through the cards.
Oh, my God, that was very, very, that is very beautiful. And that is me.
Yeah.
You described me. Oh, my God. You know, I work in the health profession, so you know, I'm always working with patients that I am not consciously, but just led to give them wisdom and speak of the Holy, speak of the Holy Ghost, and you know, and oh my God, because it lights me up, and then it wakes them up,
yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's even now when I talk about it, I get such chills because it brings me such joy to even think of God and how mighty and how beautiful, and oh my God, I just, you know, I get speechless. And I
yeah.
get so full. I get so full. So, yes, thank you so much for that beautiful read. Thank you.
Oh, absolutely. And I just wanted to mention to you, you know, you being in the healthcare healthcare field, it would be just completely no wonder that you have that absolute compassionate heart by working with others and helping and being the care, like a caregiver of others. And I believe we have that vibration and that frequency within us. And I think with that, we're meant to inspire. You know what I mean? We're meant to work in that way with others. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Patricia.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. This is Sue.
I had
two strong images come through for you. The second one, you just explained to me what it meant, but the first one was the daisy. So I looked up, and the daisy is a symbol of innocence and purity, love and beauty, and new beginnings. And the second picture that came through was a Saint Bernard dog. So I also looked that up, and the meaning of a Saint Bernard is strength and a rescuer.
Being
in the healthcare field and what you just explained describes completely why the Saint Bernard came up for you.
Yes. Oh my God, that is that's not only in the health profession, but that is my everyday life. That is, you know, with
Absolutely.
My children, my family, my friends. That is with anyone who is in need. I could not help, and I know sometimes I tend to get in a little trouble with being too helpful or too generous, because some people take advantage of that. So
absolutely.
I've had to, in, you know, in the past years, know how to, I had to learn how to, you know, not be what was once described to me like a rug that people wipe their feet on, you know, like a bug. And that kind of hurt, because you wouldn't think that people would do this when you were willing to really just put yourself out for them. But unfortunately, people do. They do that. And they do it with no strike. They don't, you know. Yes, that is definitely me.
You're the first one to step up and help. Absolutely. Yes. And that's when one of the smallest words in our vocabulary needs to be learned, and it is mm-hmm. the hardest word for people like us to say, and it's no.
Yes, correct. Yes.
You have to learn to set those boundaries, and sometimes you're going to have to say no to people so it keeps you strong and you're not taken advantage of. But you're mm-hmm. such a kind, giving, loving soul. Are you up for a promotion or an advancement or a change of some kind in your career?
That is a very good question. Now, I'll say this. Since the children were moved back in May of last year, I had to come off my job, and I came out of nursing school because I was actually in nursing school, back in nursing school. And so I had to make that decision within 30 minutes because that's what I was working with once I was alerted or called and told what was going on. So I had to make that decision. So I haven't been working since then. The oldest is a remote learner, and the three-year-old, he's not in daycare. So I've pretty much been a teacher's aide and daycare worker here in my own home with the two grandkids, because that's what it seems like. And I've alternated between taking care of them and a grandmother. So, it's very possible that's where I was heading. I was probably going to finish up this year, but becoming a nurse,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That could possibly be the promoting part once I finish.
Yeah, because I see like an expansion, advancement, growth, something coming along with your career. And it's going to offer great pleasure and financial stability.
Yes.
Are you looking for a love interest?
Yes. It's been 3 years. Yes. God, bring them in.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm kind of getting the image to go along with the daisy for springtime and rebirth, regrowth, renewal.
Yes.
So possibly start seeing some people move into that category coming around springtime.
Okay. And it's so funny that you mentioned the daisy. I was going to say something the first time you said it, but once you said it again, my son, my youngest son, he's 22, He bought some daisies, some roses today, and he laid them on the table. My birthday is tomorrow, so I didn't know he was going to buy the daisies. I just happened to come in the kitchen to do what I was doing for the kids, and I saw them on the table. And, you know, and now that you talk about daisies, you know, it's just got to be a message. It is the
yes.
message that I am receiving, because he purchased the daisies, and it's so beautiful. And the children love them. Like, Grandma, the day, you know, Eric went and got the flowers, Grandma. So they was like, hey, hello, flowers. You know, we love you. And I was like, we love you. And and now that you mentioned the daisies, I'm understanding the message within. So, yes.
Wow. You're going to have a lot of changes coming up over the next year in your life, a lot. There's going to be a lot of regrowth, a lot of expansion,
yes.
new beginnings.
Yes. I welcome.
Yeah, you deserve it.
Yes, I just welcome all of the changes. I welcome open arms you know, good changes, the best growth for me. You know, and I will say that, you know, I can find myself, even when it's for me, still trying to find ways to share it with either my children or, you know, a family or someone. But I know at some point I'm going to have to be a little selfish with me, and I don't. I truly don't know how to do that.
Well, just remember, it's not selfish. It's self-care.
Self-care. Oh, perfect. Yes. Thank you. Self-care.
And
yes.
We have to remember, yes, we give and give and give and give. But if we empty our vessel, we have nothing more to give. So we have to take time for ourselves to refill our vessel. So it's not selfishness. It's self-care. And you absolutely deserve it. Take time to pamper yourself. Go and get mani-pedis. Go get a massage. Just go and do stuff that interests you. If you want to go to an art show or something that interests you away from the rest of the family and the chatter and the noise, so you can rebuild yourself. I don't know what area you're in, what your weather's like, but, you know, if you're in a place that you can get outside and enjoy some nature and just soak that all up and rebuild yourself, that's great too.
Yes. I'm in Alabama, and the weather's, it's just up and down. Oh, my goodness. You can have a day where it's raining and sleeting one day, and then the next day it's sunshine and it's warm. And so, but I can get out and soak up some of the nature, and I love doing that. And I know that there's someone else that's waiting to talk to you. Lord, I could just talk to you ladies all night. I'm almost feeling like I'm on the phone with either my sister Sue or my good girlfriend. You made me feel so comfortable, you ladies, that I'm while I'm talking. I've just gotten that. Okay, wait a minute. You're on the show and you're in line and someone else is behind you waiting. They want to talk. I love you, ladies.
I'm also hearing for you, Patricia. I want to tell you real quick, too. I'm also hearing you have a soul that is way younger than your years. So don't be surprised if younger men are not attracted to you.
I do get that. And my oldest son, he's like 27 and I'm 29-year-old man. And I look at him like, maybe you could cut my grass, but, but yes. But that's it. But you are so right. Yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah.
After the show,
can I call you ladies? I want all of you ladies on the phone after the show. I want to talk to you all.
What you should do, Patricia.
I'm glad I called too.
Yeah, join the Sacred Embers group.
Yeah.
Please.
If
you don't mind, we'd love to have you in there. And there's a whole bunch, like there's a whole Sacred Embers network of shows.
Okay.
And and if you like that experience, there's Angel Answers on Wednesday. And I just listened to their last show. They're wonderful. So you can totally, repeat the experience. And I think the Lighthouse is back Tuesday nights. So, hey, call in anytime, you know. But I'm hoping... Yeah, I'm hoping our next caller, there's a little bit of like over niceness in the question for our next caller. So I hope you'll stay on the line, Patricia. And you know, just have a listen, because I know the nice people, it's very often niceness, kindness is mistaken for weakness, you know, and yeah, and the word you were looking for was doormat. People treat us like doormats when we are, we come at each other. Yeah. And I don't understand, I don't think any of us can explain why these people act this way. It's absolutely outrageous. But I'll tell you one thing, if you can get past the astonishment that they do act that way, you're a little bit ahead, right? And you have to accept, yes, some people are like that, you know, and we have to love them anyway. That's the hard part, eh? You got to love them anyway.
Yeah.
You're so right. You're so right. That is so true. Oh, my God. You are right.
Love is the only thing that can remedy it. And it's crazy, but wow. I think the world is getting a little better inch by inch, but, you know. Sometimes we wonder.
Yes.
Well, again, I have to thank you. I call you Earth Angels. That's what I just love. The Earth Angels. I have to thank you all again so much. And you're welcome. And I love you. Many blessings, and continue to stay safe. We got to continue to stay safe. Thank you so much,
lady. You too, honey.
You too.
Call us anytime.
Thank you.
Yeah, call anytime, honey. Okay? We loved having you on.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Our next caller is somebody that I actually asked her to call in tonight because I wanted to get Sue and Jessica's take on a question she's got.
Okay.
So... 801. Hi, Marianne. This is, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hello. Hello.
Can you hear me? Oh.
Yep. We can hear you.
Oh, good. Okay.
So Marianne, do you want to try to just explain the situation you're in? Because one of the questions we had was about when people are angry people are allowed to like continue to be angry in a domestic situation. We want to know, can it open portals? Oh, I think we just lost Jessica. I hope she'll call back in. But can that open up for people to get attachments? We're talking about rage, and when you look at someone who's in a rage and they seem to, we were talking about how eyes go black when someone's in a terrible rage, and they look like, you know, I hate to fling the word possession around, but they look like they're possessed and they act like they're possessed. And I'd like to get, oh, there's Jessica. Okay, good. Oh, she's back.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no, it's okay. We all got dropped sometimes. So we were talking about attachments. Can extreme rage cause attachments, like entities to attach? And we wanted to get your take. Sorry, Marianne, I'm kind of babbling away here, but please put your two cents worth in and describe the situation a little bit, and whatever detail you're comfortable with.
Okay. Hi, Marianne. This is Jessica.
Hi.
Definitely along the lines of your question, I believe that could be a yes. And I feel that personally. I think because when everything's vibration, frequency, and energy, even emotions that we put out, and actually my son in the afterlife, he's Jaden, he's 10 years old. He was born with Down syndrome and severe autism. So as soon as I explain it, he's explained a lot of this to me because my son would have, behavioral outbursts at times where he felt extremely angry. And I think it's because they could feel that energy from someone else. Or if they're in that state or within that window of that energy, it can actually open the door for like energy to come in, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Right. Did you want to explain a little bit, Marianne, about what you're going through, or?
Yeah. Well, I've been in the process of going through a divorce for several years, and I'm trying to get divorced from somebody who doesn't want a divorce. He's a narcissist, which.
Yes.
They believe they own people.
Yeah.
So, he doesn't want me. He just doesn't want me to be free or have anyone else or have happiness. And so, he's just been exhibiting a lot of anger, and it's just a very hostile environment because he's still in the home. He doesn't want to move out, and he is just a very angry person. And it's to the point where my kids are really struggling with it too.
Yes.
And okay. I just, yeah.
All right. My belief and the way that I was taught with attachments and things like that, negative energy affects all of us. Negative energy almost has a life of its own, and it is like a dark cloud that can follow us.
Yeah.
It's so difficult to protect ourselves, but we have to do our absolute best to use everything available to us to protect ourselves from that negative energy.
Okay.
As far as opening up for an attachment, I personally, and I have been taught, the only way that we can get an attachment or keep an attachment is if we are open to that belief. It's just like people talk about possession and things like that. The way that I was taught and now I believe is we cannot be possessed unless we allow it. We have our own individual souls, our own individual spirits that consume our physical body, and there is no room for another one unless we allow it, and that is allowing your true self to be pushed aside for this other energy to come in.
Okay.
And dealing with a narcissist is one of the most difficult things in the world because, like you said, they own you. You are their possession. They don't want you, but they don't want anybody else to have you either.
Yeah.
And they are always right. Nothing is ever their fault.
Yeah.
So we have to learn, which is extremely difficult. I was fortunate enough that I could just close the door on a narcissist in my life and have not spoken with him in probably 12 years, which was the best decision I ever made. I know that you are not in that position to do that, but completely surround yourself, your home, your environment, your children with the white light of God and the Holy Spirit and the angels.
Okay.
Surround yourself and your children and your home completely with the angels. Always call on your angels and your spirit team, and if you believe in God, the universe, higher up power, whatever you believe in, to guide you and protect you. Surround yourself and your children with mirrors facing outward. So his negative energy bounces off that mirror back onto him.
Okay.
You can even envision him encased in a lead cylinder.
Oh.
That will contain his negative energy closer to him. He can't project it as far. But the more light, the more light and positivity you surround yourself and your children and your home with, the less he's going to be able to affect you. And when he does get in those rages and the eyes change the color and he's just his neurotic self, use more protection. You can use a purple flame, surround yourself with a purple flame. You can surround yourself with a blue flame. Any color, and the majority of any protection is intent. So if you are more comfortable with, just say, the color pink, surround yourself with the most beautiful glowing pink light that you have ever imagined in your life. That is your protection. That speaks to you and your soul and your spirit, and it will help you. Concentrate on all the positive things in your life. When something negative pops in, replace it with a positive. It's extremely difficult. It's not easy. It's a very hard fight. But if you look at it as you're fighting for your sanity, your children's sanity, and your souls, it's worth the fight.
Mm-hmm.
So the more positivity, the more light, the more protection you use, the easier it's going to become, even though it's going to be a difficult fight. Does that make sense,
honey? Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I've told my girls to just send him love because that's the only way we're going to be able to make it through and try and overpower all that negativity that he has and shares with the kids on a regular basis. He's just a very angry person.
Yes. And love, as cliche as it may sound, love is our most powerful tool.
Yes.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And just remember, just always bring it to the front of your mind how much you love your children and how much you love yourself. And it's worth the fight.
Mm-hmm. And one thing I just want to jump in a bit is that narcissists erode and corrode the self-esteem of their target.
Yeah.
Very often, Sue, when you say to someone, think how much you love yourself, that's so hard to get for some because they've been taught.
Is.
Yeah, and to overcome. To unlearn those toxic lessons, you are not worthy and all that. That's so hard.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It is. This is Jessica just jumping in, agreeing as well. I had just gotten out of a very long-term narcissistic, covert narcissistic relationship as well, and it's probably one of the most difficult things that I had to do, but I had to actually just think about it in the respect that I had to care, love myself, my kids more than this. And just, it takes huge amounts of courage. Huge amounts of courage.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, that's really important. And the question, what do you do? You can't change the other person, right? So we can't cure another, but by changing ourselves. And I think you would say, Jessica, that you had to change how you dealt with it. That to stay there would be too costly. You can't remain. But what
absolutely.
This person won't let you go. You know, with Marianne's case, this person won't let her go. And something I wonder about is violence. You know, do these narcissists get to the point where they would physically harm somebody?
Yeah.
And,
yes,
you
they
know.
Can.
Yeah.
The narcissist that was involved in my life was a biological brother.
Okay.
He was an extremely violent person, extremely violent.
Yeah.
So, I mean, yes, it can and it does happen. And if it ever comes to that point, it might be best just leave. I mean, as hard as it is, you don't want to give up your home. You don't want to give up that security. But your life is more important than a home.
Yeah.
And, yes, they can become extremely violent because you're calling them out. They're not getting what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And what they feel. What's bad about it is a narcissist truly believes deep down within themselves they deserve what they're going after. They don't see themselves as doing anything wrong. You should be honored to be with him. That is
that's
the way they look at things.
Yeah.
And it's, yeah, that's how they look at things. That's not life. And like Lynn said, you're never going to change him. You have to change yourself. You have to change the situation.
Yeah,
you have to change the environment.
Mm-hmm. Let me just jump in there real quick. But Marianne, is it your responsibility to change him either? You know, he has to do that for himself. You have to protect you.
Yeah, I believe that.
And your children. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's a terrible thing. I wish there was an easy answer for all of those situations. But the trick is it's work. It's doing the work, showing up and doing the work for yourself. Right? Now, if it ever came down to it, I think it's in Canada and the States, that number, is it 211? There's 911.
That's an information type thing, yes.
Yeah. So if you wanted to relocate quickly, if you needed to relocate quickly or you needed emergency help, that's a number to get information like that? Or?
Oh, okay.
I believe so.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I know 211 is an information number, but I'm not exactly sure what they give out.
I'm just checking because I know.
Yeah.
Hang on. Go ahead.
In the States, it varies as to what state you're in as to what resources are available to you.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. It is for health and human services, social services. If you needed, obviously, if you're in immediate danger, 911 is your go-to number.
Absolutely.
If you need to, you know, if you need to get temporary shelter or you need help that way. But I would also, and I was talking to Marianne about this, that there's got to be someone who has legal knowledge that can guide her to, because it's abuse to the kids. The way this chap is trying to involve the children in a war, he's trying to put Marianne down, and he's telling tales that are not true about her to make the kids side with him. And this is, to me, in my mind, it's child abuse out and out, right?
Oh yeah, manipulation.
Yeah, and there has to be some
instances like that. One of the most important things that you can do, document everything.
Okay. Yes. Get really
good
records.
You get a notebook. Yes, you get a notebook and keep it hidden from him however you can.
But you
okay.
write it down. Today, February 5th
okay.
at 7 o'clock, this is exactly what happened.
Okay.
Every single instance of negativity, abuse, coercion, anything, write it down.
Okay.
If there's any way you can get it recorded.
Very good.
You know, even
cell phones, yeah.
Yeah, with your cell phone. It's one of those things that a lot of people have to do to cover your ass. Whatever
yeah.
you can do to collect evidence that is going to keep you and your children safe, you do it.
Mm-hmm. And we're not just talking about physical safety. We're talking about the
right.
emotional well-being, because that kind of behavior mm-hmm. is corrosive to your soul,
yeah.
to your spirit, to your happiness. It's absolutely criminal, and you've got to make sure that you can't just keep it in your heart. You've got to reach out, and we've got to find the legal people. There, I know that the helpers are out there, as Mr. Rogers says.
Absolutely.
And you can
in
all
the states, we do have legal aid that you can call for free advice.
Oh, lovely. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of times it takes a long time, depending on where you're at, to get actual physical assistance, but a lot of times they can give you resources over the phone.
Okay.
But it's legal aid. And
okay, yeah.
My advice, opinion, 2 cents worth, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm.
be extremely, extremely cautious and leery of social services getting involved in your case with your children.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
I echo that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Social services will give a child back 1,000 times to a drug-addicted, abusive person. And the first time a good parent reaches out for help, they'll lose their kids for good. So you have to be extremely careful with social services.
Okay. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. It's a slippery slope you're trying to negotiate here. Oh, but you know what? The thing is, it's where did I read this today? You know, if you think about the cost of what you want to do, just compare it to the cost of staying where you are. You know, like to stay where you are, you're just going to continue to drain the energy. This is not good news, because if we, in a perfect world, we'd be able to say, do ABC, and it will fix the problem. But one of the biggest things, Marianne, is to know that you are worthy, that you are loved. Because you've been taught, but we've often been taught that we don't deserve the help. Somehow we are to blame for our own. Yeah. Go ahead, Jess and Sue, because you guys, I know you've been around that block too, eh? And they tell you you're not all that, you know, and you deserve what you've got. Oy.
I think what I learned hugely, I mean, just in the moment of this conversation, it's been about a year and a half since I divorced my ex-husband of, let's say, about 14 years. And it has definitely been the best thing I've ever done. I mean, I know how to say that. It can be so life-sucking, literally, where it just kind of drains your life force. It drags you down. And for me, it was difficult because my ex-husband wanted to keep the home. So I basically had to leave
all the kids had their room still. And so I let them stay there, and none of my kids are his. So I let them stay there, and I left. You know, so at least they had rooms. But I left, and I was often either homeless, living with a relative, or living in my truck. But I always stayed real close to my kids. And only one of my kids is still a minor. So the rest of my kids are, you know, adults. So it was difficult. I mean, mm-hmm. and it was really hard, you know, to leave her there. And it did cause, you know, issues. You know, he wanted control. He wanted control.
Yeah.
To the very last
That's
drop.
That's the big
and,
thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 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 Exactly.
It's all about control, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
So I'm doing. So let me finish. Wow. So the biggest thing that I learned is just keep moving forward and have boundaries. And okay. what I have discovered out of this for myself is just a whole new journey of self-love. Truly, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What I've done, Marianne,
just
now. Yeah, I've just put on your in your messages, I've just sent you a page with different support groups on Facebook. Because
thank
I think you.
You
can't you can't underestimate the power of a bunch of people that understand your journey and can help you. So pick one, like there's
Perfect.
A few of them
yeah.
and they look lovely, and I would, you know, join them, and you know, because there's people who can change your life that, and they're like you, Marianne. They're kind, they're good. All they want to do is make the world a better place, you know? And they are often the ones who get kicked in the wazoo as along the way, right?
Yeah,
there's something about what I think Jessica's been there, Sue's been there, I've been there, and it's something about the light we put out. The ones who are in the dark just don't like that light, and they want to nail you for it a lot. And if you find yourself picked on, bullied, you know, as Carl Jung said, you put down the roots and you grow tall enough to get over that wall. And that inner strength will always be something that is useful for you. You can never be too much of a spiritual warrior on your own behalf and on your children's behalf.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Then.
Okay.
Yeah. All of you guys.
Well, we'll keep in touch.
Okay.
We'll keep in touch with you. I think, I've sent those links. I think I just popped it on our other conversation too, because I'm losing my marbles and posting this everywhere, but that's fine. And you,
that's fine.
Yeah. And you know, Marianne, you can always call into the show. Again and again, you don't.
Yeah.
There's no limit, right? So if you want to call back again, and you know, we'll help you in whatever way we can. But you need to know you do have the potential within you to overcome this. There's nothing that love can't conquer.
Okay.
Yeah. And well, you know, you know where to find me too. So you've got the strength to overcome this. I know you can do
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah. So love yourself. Just love yourself till you just can't love yourself anymore, you know. And that wouldn't happen because love is not finite. So you just keep on pouring that love into yourself. And be honest with your kids. You know, you can explain that it's a mental illness in the husband. And that all the lies that he's trying to feed them, if they can just understand it's a symptom of his condition, and they're not true.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Alrighty. We will be in touch
thank
again.
Thank you.
Come, Marianne. You're a beautiful
thank
soul.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Okay.
All of you are too. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Love and light to you, hon. Thank you, Jessica
thank
and Sue.
You.
That was really cool. Yeah. Alrighty. Okay, well, I'm just going to pop you on mute, and we're going to take our last caller and see what's coming up here. Where are we here? 856. I wonder if that's...
Hi, how are you?
Hello. What is your first name, please?
Rosemaria.
Hello, Rosemaria. Welcome to the show. You have a familiar tone. I think we've had you on before, right?
Yeah, a while ago.
Oh, yeah. Did you want to share any favorite books or movies that inspired you spiritually on your journey? No pressure.
Lord of the Rings.
Oh, I love that for that.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. Wow, that's a good one. That's a good one. I reread that very occasionally because it's such an amazing story of faith and helping each other through the up and down the mountains, right?
Right.
Rose, yeah. So how can we help you tonight, Rosemaria?
Whatever you can pick up that's coming in for the positive. I don't know what's coming in first, second, and if that makes sense.
I'm getting a totem animal coming in. So I'm going to look it up real quick. I'm getting the kangaroo coming in. I've never had that one come in before.
Wow.
Hang on. Yeah, really, eh? It just hopped in, and I kid you not, it just went boing. So, excuse my typing. Okay. The kangaroo indicates gratitude and abundance. And it's a very lucky totem to have. It speaks about family, power, balance, and strength, and things you need to be successful and happy in life. The kangaroo reminds you you can only move forward right now. And you're being asked to assess what you can learn to create balance in your life, balance between spiritual and physical. So that's what the kangaroo brings in, a part of it. You can actually look that up, and because there's a whole lot more to study on the kangaroo meaning. But I like the gratitude and abundance part. It feels like, are you starting to manifest the things you want, Rosemaria, or are you working at that?
I've been manifesting for a while, and nothing's happening, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense. You've been putting the intention out, and you're saying nothing's happening so far. That's pretty common because it's like, I want instant karma, or I want instant results, or, you know, and we're all that way. You know, it's like, okay, we're manifesting really hard, and there's nothing happening. And it's because it's divine timing. You know what I mean? We all want it to happen on our own schedules, but it doesn't happen that way. And we very often, in hindsight, we're sort of glad for the things that we're glad we got what we needed, not what we wanted. Somebody take the floor here, because I think I'm not making a whole lot of sense, but I think gratitude is a really good way to bring more of what you want, right? And when we complain or focus on lack, that's the universe doesn't know the difference. We just get more of what we focus on. So if you can continue to be grateful for what you have and focus on the abundance that you are seeking, are you also looking for love? I think we had that in one of our other callers.
Yes, long term. Been a while that I've been doing manifesting, and if that makes sense.
Yeah,
been a while. That's why I'm getting frustrated.
You're putting the intention out. You're being asked to ask yourself: is there some way you're blocking this coming into your life? Excuse me, I've got a tickle. I'm going to let Sue and Jess take over this.
Hi, this is Sue. Just remember, hon, when you're putting things out there into the universe and they're not happening, it's not a no, it's a not right now. So, like Lynn said, if there's something that you're doing to block it, there's something in your life that you're still trying to work on that is not allowing those other things to come in yet. You have more self-work to do. There's something that you are still, I got it as soon as you started talking again, that you're struggling with internally. And you're not confronting the situation. You're not dealing with it. It's more like, yeah, maybe if I ignore it, it'll go away. But it's a situation that you're going to have to deal with head on. And as soon as you get that taken care of, whatever it is, it could be something minor. I don't know. It's just I'm picking up a struggle and something that is incomplete. So work on that. I'm hoping you know what it is, but just work on that. Face it head on. Give it all your energy. Deal with it. Then get rid of it. Because as soon as you face it and you deal with it, it's done. The longer we put it off, the bigger the issue gets. So it can be something, you know, just, okay, I have a hangnail. I let it go. I don't do anything to that hangnail. Pretty soon I have the tip of my finger is infected. I just keep ignoring it. My whole finger gets infected. Then it moves on to my hand, and it started out as something very minor. But since I didn't deal with it, it continued to grow and get worse. So sit back and look at what it is that you're struggling with that you're not being decisive on. Deal with it head on. Get rid of it. And that is going to open up your life for everything else you're looking for. Those things work as a barrier and block for any of the positive energies to come in that we're wanting. And when you're trying to manifest, when you're putting out your intentions, be more specific. Don't just say, I want a love partner. You might get a toad. Be specific on you want what you want. I want someone who's hardworking. I want someone who's devoted. I want someone who's loyal. Be extremely specific. I want a white man. I want a black man. I want an orange man. I want a white woman, a black woman, an orange woman. Whatever it is that you want in your life, be extremely specific. The more details you give, the quicker it is to manifest. Does that help?
Yeah. I've been dealing with it for a while now. It's not clearing up yet, so.
Then you have to be more forceful, hon.
Cool.
Okay. Jessica, what do you have for Rosemary?
The card that, I do cards, and the card that popped out from this deck, it's a deck called Guidance from Your Spirit Guides, and it's from James Van Praag. And as I was shuffling for you, this one just completely jumped out, and I think it kind of goes along with what we're all talking about. The card is Understand Your Body. To have this valuable experience in this physical dimension, your soul needs a body. The decision as to which vehicle will best fulfill your soul's blueprint is of utmost importance. A lot of humans ask, what is my purpose? And the biggest clue is looking back at you in the mirror. Understanding this, your higher self and your guides help select a body that is solely created by nature. The body, its genetics, race, gender, sexual orientation, and the geographic location are of this earth dimension. The spirit realms do not control these things, but these factors are known to your higher self and guides before you incarnate. As an analogy,
If you want a car that's a brand new blue convertible with a V8 engine, you need to get in, you don't need to get inside a used green minivan. And it will change. When you do this, what you do is this. You go searching for the car that will fulfill your needs. That's why it's important to know and understand your body. It provides insight as to, you know, what lessons you are here to learn. When this card appears in your spread, ponder this. Why was this body chosen? It's really neat. I like that card. So I think just kind of along the lines of that, just kind of sitting with yourself and asking, you know, a lot of those just bigger questions can kind of help other things kind of come into view or into a different perspective. But, it's really neat. It's what I got for you.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So, Rosemaria, I hope that helped a bit. Sorry, I had to turn off my mic. I inhaled something that made me cough there. But is that answer that helped you at all, I hope?
Yes, it did.
Yeah, I feel like you're doing really well. But it's, again, just remember that what you focus on expands. So focus on what you want rather than what you don't want. And I have a feeling that the month of May sticks out for you. If you get an invitation to something you normally wouldn't accept an invitation to, and I'm feeling like in this case it might be an online thing, because you can't really, I don't think we're going to be able to party even in May this year. But if you get invited to a group or some kind of involvement, stretch your comfort zone and say yes to that, because I feel like you're going to meet somebody in around May. Excuse me. So keep that month in mind. The number 5 comes in for that. So.
Okay. Great. Appreciate it.
Okay. You're very welcome. Have a beautiful night. Thank you, Rosemaria, for calling in. Okay. Okay. Okay, you guys, I think we're right at the very last few minutes of the show, so let's just go around the circle. And Sue, how can people find you, should they? Oh, I think you're running a special this month, too.
Yes, I am Sue Field Delamonte. I am on Facebook, and I'm also in the Sacred Embers group. And I am running a special for the rest of February and all of March to help celebrate my birthday, and I am giving discounts on my readings.
Beautiful.
So,
and
if you are interested or you know of anybody, send them my way.
Yeah, I highly recommend Sue. She's real good at what she does.
Yes,
thank
she
you.
Is.
Okay, we're getting prodded by Darla, the electronic voice, saying we're very close to the end. So, Jessica, how can people find you?
Thank you, Lynn. You can find me on Facebook, Jessica Marie Tatro. We also have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And you can find me on the Sacred Embers website and in the group there.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn, also Facebook and the Sacred Embers group. Our website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Thank you to all our callers, and thank you to this amazing team. Hopefully we'll be back next week.
Yes.
Yes, I'm trying to put the music on and my computer was jumping. It's like a gremlin. Oh, here we go.
Love
and light to you guys.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies. of blue.